SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. So, sharply lower open this morning for Wall Street following overseas markets. Financial markets plunging after China retaliated for tariff hikes imposed by the U.S. Still, President Trump standing by his policy. He puts it this way, sometimes you have to take medicine to fix something.
Now, I'm willing to deal with China, but they have to solve their surplus. We have a tremendous deficit problem with China. They have a surplus of at least $1 trillion a year. I think it's like $1.1 trillion. And I want that solved.
The U.S. Treasury Secretary says the Trump administration has been contacted already by dozens of countries since tariffs were hiked last week.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent tells NBC's Meet the Press that it's up to President Trump to determine how long tariffs will last, but that the president has, quote, created maximum leverage for himself, end quote.
More than 50 countries have approached the administration about lowering their non-tariff trade barriers, lowering their tariffs, stopping currency manipulation.
Bessent says tariffs are not something you can negotiate away in days or weeks, but he says with Friday's jobs numbers well above expectations, he doesn't think there will be a recession. Donna Water, Washington.
A federal judge ordering the return of a Salvadoran national to the U.S. The man was deported to a prison in El Salvador. The judge ordering the 29-year-old to be returned by the end of the day. Also at SRNnews.com, rivers have been rising and flooding has worsened across the South as well as parts of the Midwest. Threatening communities already heavily damaged by days of heavy rain and storms have killed at least 18 people. On Wall Street, the Dow down 1,490 points. This is SRN News. America remains a nation divided by faith and geography.
A new poll brings the same old results, namely that Christianity is strongest in the South and Midwest and weakest everywhere else. The Pew survey finds 68% of people in the South say they're believers, as do 64% of those in the Midwest. In the Northeast, only 58% of the populace calls itself Christian, 55% in the far West. The latter two regions also contain the largest percentages of people who are atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A man has been arrested for entering a woman's restroom at the Florida State Capitol in Tallahassee. The man, who is living as a woman, announced, "I am here to break the law," before entering the restroom and then being handcuffed by police. The man, who actually lives in Illinois, has been charged with trespassing after a warning. That's a misdemeanor. It's punishable by up to 60 days in jail. This is SRN News. From the realm of science fiction to the reality of science fact.
A new device could put a voice to the thoughts in our brain. Scientists say it would help those unable to speak. The device is in the experimental phase, but has already proven successful. The new study described testing the device on a 47-year-old quadriplegic woman who had not spoken for 18 years after a stroke. Gopala Anumanchipalli, co-author of the study published in the Nature Neuroscience Journal, says the device translates thoughts into real-time spoken words. The device was surgically implanted into the woman's brain during the clinical trial. Researchers built a synthesizer that used a recording of her voice before her injury to create speech similar to hers. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Jay North, who starred as the toe-headed mischief maker on TV's Dennis the Menace for four seasons starting in 1959, has died. He was 73 years old. North died yesterday at his Florida home after battling colon cancer. More details at srnnews.com.